Rejoicing at the Lord's Work. Words from Jesus.
Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. Psalm 23:1. Count it all joy when any troubles or trials come your way, because you know that the testing of your faith produces patience, perseverance, and endurance. Let perseverance finish its work in your life, so that you will grow through it and be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Trust in me that I can work in your life through the struggles and challenges you face, whether they are big or small. Bring your cares to me in prayer, and rejoice that I am always with you and will never leave you to face times of trial and tests on your own. Make the most of these times to learn and grow. Be faithful today and trust me for tomorrow. Continue to walk the path of my will in your life for today. I am your good shepherd, and I will guide you along the right paths and restore your soul. My word will strengthen and comfort you, as the entrance of my word gives light, understanding, and wisdom. I will lead you and guide you as you come to me and seek me. Come to me, wait on me, trust in me. Be of good courage and know that I will strengthen your heart. Finding strength in weakness. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. James 1, 2, and 3. Don't worry about the trials and tribulations of life or the foreboding trends of the world around you. Remember that I am the author and finisher of your faith, and I have promised to bring to completion the good work I began in your life. Rest in me and trust that I have anointed you for every task I have appointed to you. I will give you the wisdom, strength, and faith that you need to walk in my will and ways. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Continue to look to me and don't waver or worry when you face times of tests and trials. Don't fret for the state of the world around you and the challenges that are before you, for everyone who is in me has overcome the world through their faith. Just as I told Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. Luke 22:32. Even so, I intercede for you. I know the world situation is increasingly complex and you see much suffering, tragedy, and evil, and it can be overwhelming. But don't try to bear burdens that are not yours to bear. Instead, let me carry them. Cast every burden on me. Strengthen yourself in my word and look to me for hope. Trust that I will bring to pass all that I have promised in my word. Growing through experience. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. With experience and age, you have learned to not lean on self-assurance, but rather to seek me, to commit all things to me, to put your trust in me to work and act in your life according to my will and plan. As you look back, you can see where you made mistakes, and you realize that many things turned out differently than you had thought or expected when you were young. But here you are today, still faithful to me, still loving and serving me. You may feel that you're not as useful to me as you were years ago, and that there's not much left of you for me to use. But I see your heart and your love for me and for others. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Over the years, you have found that some of the abilities you counted on, such as your strength and health, have been diminishing. But what I see is the depth of your love and faithfulness to me. You are my child, and I love you. Never forget that I am preparing a place for you. John 14:2. And everything you experience in this life is working to grow and prepare you for the beautiful future ahead. Placing our trust in Him. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? John 15:4-5. It's important to evaluate what you place your faith in. Faith is not fiction. It is the reality of what you hope for, and the evidence of what you cannot yet see. If your faith is placed in me and in my word, your faith will grow, and you will learn to make wise decisions and to seek my will and bear good fruit. I will never fail you. But when you put your faith in people, even seemingly wise, loving people, or in the conditions around you, these things can fail. People are human. They're not perfect. They will make mistakes. They won't always make the right decisions. Sometimes they will fail. Sometimes they will do the wrong things or make wrong choices. Even people that you love and are close to will fail you at times, just as you will fail other people. When you place your faith in a person, you will be disappointed at some time because no one is perfect, just like you are not perfect. When you look to others to build your faith or for your inspiration or motivation, you are bound to be disappointed at some point. But if your faith is placed in me and the truth of my word, your faith will remain strong because it is based on the right foundation, the only true foundation. No matter what happens around you, and no matter who fails or disappoints you or what upheavals occur in the world around you, you'll remain faithful because your faith is in me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.